GOP leaders leaked to defend President Donald Trump's decision to tear down the East Wing of the White House last year, but one Republican lawmaker privately warned a senior White House aide that he had substantial concerns and demanded answers about how the decision was made. Administration officials had pledged that the project would not interfere with existing structures. The public, however, had no warning about the demolition. The stark images of the East Wing demolished in mere days were disturbing to Americans who cherish the preservation of our nation's history. That's what Representative Michael R. Durer of Ohio, co-chair of the Congressional Historic Preservation Caucus, wrote in a letter dated October 24, obtained through a Freedom of Information Act request and shared with the Washington Post. Turner's letter was sent to Will Schaaf, Trump's staff secretary and chairman of the National Capital Planning Commission. That is the review committee with the power to approve or reject the ballroom project. The correspondence raised questions about oversight, transparency, and process, including whether the White House had taken steps to preserve artifacts. The communication, obtained by the government watchdog group Public Citizen, adds to public understanding of the sweeping concerns voiced by members of Congress, preservationists, and others. Concerns about transparency and the handling of Trump's project. A federal judge is currently weighing a legal challenge to the construction. Schaaf responded more than 7 weeks later. He told Durer that Trump administration officials did not consult with, or get the approval of, the commission before tearing down the East Wing. But, he said, they were not required to, because the commission's review process covers only vertical construction, not demolition or site preparation. Schaaf has repeated that argument several times since. Critics have blasted it as absurd, because those three steps are so closely linked, and because part of the commission's duty in reviewing projects is to consider the preservation of existing buildings. Durer declined, through a spokeswoman, to discuss the letter or his concerns, and none of the other 17 Republicans on the Historic Preservation Caucus responded to interview requests. Some Republican lawmakers, like Senator Susan Collins of Maine, have acknowledged outside groups' concerns about the ballroom but have largely refrained from publicly criticizing the project. The letter from Turner revealed what people were really thinking, said John Galinga, democracy advocate at Public Citizen. I bet there's a lot more high-ranking Republicans who feel the same. Trump has cast the 90,000-square-foot, privately funded addition as a needed upgrade to the White House, one that taxpayers will not have to support. Administration officials have publicly identified about 24 companies and about a dozen individual donors who they say have already contributed hundreds of millions toward the $400 million project. These include major corporations such as Amazon, Google, and Palantir, companies that collectively have billions of dollars in contracts before the administration. Americans opposed Trump's demolition of the White House's East Wing by more than a 2-to-1 margin, according to an Economist and YouGov poll conducted this month. Given that, Galinga said, he is not surprised by Republicans' relative silence on the project during a midterm election year. I certainly haven't seen a lot of campaign ads saying, elect me for this reason, Galinga noted. No Republicans have had to put their name behind this project and say, this is what I stand for. Meanwhile, many liberal lawmakers and political groups have invoked the ballroom in appeals to voters ahead of the midterms. Congressional Democrats have pressed the Trump administration and its allies to divulge more details, asking where the donors stand to gain for their contributions. Block Trump's White House ballroom, said one fundraising email sent by Defend Democracy Now! PAC last month. Top Democrats are fighting tooth and nail to stop this wasteful project in its tracks. On October 30, Representative Teresa Ledger Fernandez of New Mexico, Turner's fellow co-chair on the Historic Preservation Caucus, was among 60 House Democrats who sent Trump a public letter. They asked for some of the same information that Durer had requested privately less than a week before. U.S. District Judge Richard J. Leon is expected to rule soon on whether the project can proceed. He has already criticized the Trump administration for making an end run around congressional oversight by soliciting private donations for the project rather than seeking taxpayer money. At a court hearing last month, Leon expressed skepticism of Justice Department lawyers' argument that Congress had authorized the White House to make changes to its grounds by setting aside several million dollars in funding and allowing the Interior Department to solicit gifts for national parks. Leon, a George W. Bush appointee, said the congressional authorization was narrow, limited to matters such as White House maintenance, not carte blanche to undertake one of the biggest changes in the White House's history. Justice Department lawyers have argued that any pause on the project could pose a national security risk. They've also said they will immediately appeal if Leon grants a stay on construction. If he rules that Congress must explicitly authorize the ballroom building, Trump could press congressional Republicans to deliver, which would commit Durer to a public up or down vote. There will be nowhere to run, and nowhere to hide, Galinga said.